To start off this lesson, meron sana akong tanong sa iyo. Ang tanong ko, sino sa inyo ang gusto ng pera? I am sure marami sa inyo ang nag-raise ng hand maski hindi ko kayo nakikita. Kasi karamihan ng tao gusto talaga ng pera. In fact, I have another question. Sino sa inyo ang gusto ng maraming pera? And I am sure all of us would raise our hands kasi gusto natin ng maraming pera. The more, the better. Pero, I'd like to ask, ano ang mali sa statement na ito? Sino sa inyo ang gusto ng pera? I am sure many of you do not find anything wrong with this statement. But later, papakita ko sa inyo na merong mali sa statement na to. But for the meantime, will you just allow me to explain to you kung ano ba talaga ang purpose ng pera? Today, people are obsessed in being able to find or accumulate a lot of money. In fact, ito ang parati mong nakikita sa YouTube o sa ibang social media. People flaunting their money, showing them na ang dami-dami nilang pera, and their followers would want to do the same. Maraming tao palipat-lipat ng trabaho, hoping that the other job would give them more money. Yung iba naman, hihinto maging empleyado kasi ang belief nila meron pang ibang opportunity that will give them more money. Like for example, when you go to sales, especially when you sell insurance, multi-level network marketing product, para sa kanila mas mabilis ang balik ng pera, so they're even willing to take risk, gamble, give up their job. Yung iba naman will even borrow money in order to be able to work abroad. The reason why many people are obsessed about money, siguro because of statement like, money is the most important thing in the world. And this is a statement made by many so-called experts. Totoo ba to? Is money the most important thing in the world? This obsession about money siguro has made a few people rich. However, as I talk to people, ang totoo, this obsession have made many of them poor. Like for example na lang, there was this time, grabe ang usapan about Bitcoin because Bitcoin went to I think mga 3 million pesos or 4 million pesos isang Bitcoin. So a lot of people invested hoping kasi ang promise ng Bitcoin industry, akyat pa siya to $10,000 per Bitcoin. So marami nag-invest and then mamaya bumagsak yung presyo. And then nawala kang narinig na kwento. And many of my friends came to me silently telling me how much money they lost. I have a friend who lost 5 million pesos. Then he was telling me of another person living in an exclusive subdivision in Manila who lost 50 million pesos. Can you imagine? Our desire to have more money have made many people poorer. Maybe not poor, meron pang naiwan, pero poorer than how they were before only because hindi natin naintindihan ano ang purpose ng money. Before I tell you the purpose of money, I'd like sana to go back to the definition of money na pinag-usapan natin in the first lesson, defining money. So what is money? Sabi ko sa inyo, money is a medium of exchange. Dati, in the past, they would barter baka sa bigas or maybe sa kahoy. Pero it was difficult to barter if the place you are going to medyo malayo. So they decided to invent money. Dun sa picture na ikita mo sa background, that's a shekel. During the time of Abraham, they would exchange product by using shekel. Shekel is a unit of weight of a certain metal na the buyer and the seller agree kung ilang shekel of silver, ilang shekel of gold, ang value ng lupa, baka, bigas. Okay? So it's a medium of exchange para madali magpalitan ng goods. On the other hand, I told you, money is also a storage of value. Anong storage of value? As long as you have those pieces of shekel in the past, pwede mo siyang itago, isave for many, many reasons. Maybe to survive calamity, maybe nag-iipon ka kasi gusto mo bumili ng mas malaking lupa, nag-iipon ka maybe for inheritance for your children. So it's a storage of value because in the past, wala pang bangko. Why is money important? What can money do for you? According to the study that I saw, sabi doon, money is important because it can provide security at saka stability. In addition, it can provide freedom and independence. Pag may pera ka, pwede ka nang umalis sa bahay ninyo para maging independent sa parents mo. Pero minsan nangyayari din do, pag may pera na yung misis, iwanan na yung mister, no? Kasi kaya niya na to live on her own. Now, joke lang yun. Huwag niyo akong seryosohin. Sabi rin, money allows you to have material comfort. And then, achievements and status. And money daw allows you to pursue opportunities. And it gives you a lot of options. Finally, money gives you peace of mind. Ito ba ang rason bakit kayo naghahanap ng pera? You want security and stability, freedom and independence, material comfort, achievement and status, opportunities and options, and peace of mind. Now, all of these are good, and I want the same. Pero meron akong problema sa mga konsepto na to. Kung meron ka bang maraming pera, automatic that you will have all of this. Diba maraming pinanganak na mayaman, mamaya naghirap. Yung security na akala meron sila, nawala when they lost money. The reason why I struggle with these ideas is because I really believe money on its own have no value. The money that we have are pieces of paper. Diba? Pag pinabayaan mo yan ng matagal na panahon, it will go back to dust. On the other hand, money on its own cannot grow itself. Alam nyo, over time, I have seen a lot of fallacies about money. And in fact, this is one of the reason why I wanted to do Breaking Through. Kasi maraming tao ang nasasaktan because of these fallacies. Like for example, there's this fallacy para sa akin ha. Now, this is not a fallacy to many people, but para sa akin. Sabi nila, money begets money. Na ang pera pwedeng manganak ng pera. May problema ako doon. Money is a passive object. Pag linagay ko yan sa isang baol, balikan ko yan ng 10 taon, yung value na yan, yun pa rin, pwede pa yan mag-lose ng value kung nagkaroon ng inflation and pag nagpalit ng currencies ang bangko sentral. Diba money on its own, pag pinabayaan mo, cannot grow. Money in the hand of a fool will disappear. Money on the hand of a prudent person will grow. So money on its own cannot beget money. If you have been following Breaking Through, at one point I said, for money to grow, dapat meron siyang magkaroon siya ng medium of growth. Bibili ka ng baka using your money, pinalaki mo yung baka mo, inalagaan mo, nanganak, ngayon, dumami yung pera mo pag nabenta mo yung 2 baka. So on its own, ang pera hindi lumalaki. It must be used for business in order to grow. And then, karamihan ng tao would say that the lack of capital, financial capital, is the reason why many small businesses fail. Friends, I have been doing business for a long time. As an entrepreneur, 25 years. And I really believe lack of financial capital is not the reason why businesses fail. The reason why businesses fail is kulang sila ng abilidad. Many people go into business pag may pera na sila, meron silang knowledge, and then they start doing business and then they fail. Bakit? Kasi I told you also, di ba? Knowledge is useless unless you know how to use it. And so the knowledge you got from college must first be converted into abilities for you to be able to use the knowledge you have and make money. On the other hand, binigyan ka ng maraming pera, masama ugali mo, patay ang negosyo. So there are many factors you need to consider in order to make a business successful. And in the future, I will share with you this idea of 8 forms of capital. I've learned that from farming. And ang sinasabi niya that there are 8 capitals we need to have in order to really succeed in business. Finally, meron pang fallacy that says money makes the world go round. Napag-isipan natin to. Supposing there's a lot of money, everybody, there's an abundance of money around the world and nobody works. Will the world go round? without economic activities, without business and exchange of good, the world will not go around. Money will not make the world go round. In fact, ito ang kailangan yung maintindihan. Do you know that the great entrepreneurs are not obsessed with money? Now, some of them are, but many of them are not. You know, let me share with you an interview that I heard, I think around 2020, when Jeff Bezos became the richest man in the world. And so somebody was interviewing him, asking him, sabi sa kanya, "Did you ever foresee that you will become the richest man in the world?" Sabi niya, "No. It has never been his ambition." So sabi lang niya, hindi naman niya alam, dumating lang yung point na he became the richest man in the world on that year. Kasi the following year, si Elon Musk naman ang naging richest man. So tinanong siya, "Now that you're the richest man in the world, what is the plan? What do you want to do next?" Alam mo ano sabi niya? "Go back to work." Kasi yung magagaling na negosyante, sa kanila, ang pera is a reward. It's a reward for their efforts. Hindi yon ang focus nila. When Elon Musk naman became the richest man in the world, what did he do? He sold all his houses and decided to live in a transportable house na dinevelop na niya. And I believe they're also selling that already. He sold all his riches so that he can focus on the job of taking care of SpaceX, Twitter, Tesla, and the other businesses pa niya. Diba? These guys are not obsessed with money. Para sa kanila, money is just a byproduct. So what's the purpose of money? Anong gamit niya? Ako, I discovered a number of purpose of money. One, money is payment for services rendered. Ginagamit natin ng pera para magbayad ng empleyado, para magbayad sa nag-repair ng makina natin, para magbayad sa nag-farm para sa atin. Okay, it is a payment for services rendered. To some people, they say it's wages or salary. Money also is a representation of the value of the product you are selling or buying. Ano ibig sabihin representation? Meron kang, say, isang kotse. Magdi-decide yung seller and buyer ng value itong kotse na to, 2 million or maybe 1 million. They both agree. Para madali ang exchange, they will use a certain amount to decide the value nung produkto. And an important use of money is to standardize the value of exchange para madaling magkaroon ng economic movement or activity. Ano ibig sabihin? You notice merong dollar to peso exchange, merong dirham to dollar exchange, merong exchange from pound to dollar. So because merong pera, nagkakaroon tayo ng standard of exchange. I shared this thought with you during the first lesson about money. Sabi ko, the purpose of money is to facilitate economic transactions, provide a common measure of value, and enable individuals to store and transfer wealth efficiently. I would like to emphasize that word sa taas, facilitate. Ulitin ko ha, the purpose of money is to facilitate economic transaction. But on its own, money has no value. Ang value ng pera is a value assigned which is agreed by buyer and seller. Anong ibig kong sabihin? Let me just spend some time explaining this. Anong ibig kong sabihin na walang value ang pera, pero pag pinag-agrihan to ng buyer and seller, nagkakaroon ng value yung papel na hawak-hawak mo. Supposing I buy something from you, and then I pay you with Nigerian money. Okay? Tawag ka talaga, nakalagay dyan, Naira, no? Supposing sabi ko sa'yo, ito pang bayad ko sa'yo. Tapos sabi ko, ito exchange natin. Ito exchange from peso to Naira. Will you accept? Alam mo, sa atin, walang silbi yung pera na yan because we don't use it. Maybe, pag binigyan kita ng dollar, tatanggapin mo. But the Nigerian money has no value to us. Maski ipilit ko sa'yo, hindi mo tatanggapin yan. So the value of money is a value assigned to it by the agreement of buyer and seller. So therefore, money is a tool to fuel business. Ulitin ko ha, money is a tool to fuel business. What does that mean? Let me first go back to the ways of the plant para maintindihan mo kung ano ang ibig kong sabihin na it is used to fuel business. Sa isang tanim, the seed can become fruitful not automatically. It would take time. The plant will have to first grow itself slowly from seed to tree that will eventually produce fruits. In order for the tree to grow, it will slowly make food from the food it has already. Ang gagawin ng tanim, it will get food from the ground to give it to the leaves so that the leaves can do photosynthesis. Pag nakagawa siya ng carbohydrates, it will now give it to the roots so that the roots can expand itself, so that it can get more water and nutrients, so that it can give more food to the leaves. As the leaves get more water and nutrients, it will make more carbohydrates by mixing water and carbon dioxide. Nakagawa siya ng carbohydrates, ibabalik niya yon sa roots slowly, and then it will go through that process for a while. What fuels the growth of a plant is carbohydrates. Ang bunga is just excess carbohydrates na in-store ng tanim. Carbohydrates is also called sugar. Okay, kaya matamis yung prutas na normally kinakain natin. So, ang fuel ng growth ng isang tanim is carbohydrates. Ang fuel ng growth ng tao is the blood. The blood allows nutrients to go through the body in order to make us healthy, make us grow, and make us live longer. On the other hand, gasoline and oil are needed by an engine to work well, to deliver the function it was made for. Sa tanim, carbohydrates. Sa tao, blood. Sa isang sasakyan, fuel and oil. Sa economy, money. Money is just a tool to fuel the continuous exchange of goods or economic transaction, also to grow business, to make more money from money. But before I explain this more, meron akong nakitang another purpose of money which is not connected to economic transaction. I discovered that money reveals a person's character. Alam mo, some people would say that money is evil, and I say it is not. Money is not evil, but it is the best tool to expose the evil and the good inside of you. Ito na nanotice ko. Kung gusto mo malaman ang totoong ugali ng tao, malalaman mo yan pag binigyan mo siya ng maraming pera or pag nawala ang pera niya, lumalabas ang totoong ugali. But I would like to talk about this in another session. But for the meantime, balik tayo sa purpose ng pera. Kanina I asked you, diba, what is wrong with this statement? What is wrong by asking you, sino sa inyo ang gusto ng pera? What's wrong with wanting money? What's wrong with this statement is you need to understand that money has no life on its own. It has no value. If you really want to really progress in life, to really become fruitful, dapat ang tanong, sino sa inyo ang gusto matutong gumawa ng pera? Kasi ang tamang attitude sa buhay, hindi maghanap ng pera, pero gumawa ng pera. In our obsession to have more money, some people would invest or tataya sa loto. Supposing nanalo ka sa loto, will that make you rich? When I was still in Manila in around 1998 or 1997, I saw this episode of Rated K kay Corina Sanchez. And they talked about this man who won 50 million pesos sa lotto. Before he won, he had a simple job. He had a small house. Nanalo siya, 50 million. Did that make him rich? Yes, for a while. Kasi 2 years after, naubos niya lahat yon. In fact, when he was being interviewed, sabi niya, "Uy, yung mga umutang sa akin, balik niyo na yung pera ko." Siguro sa yabang niya, nagpahiram siya maski kay Nino, maski doon sa hindi kaya magbayad. He ended up being a boarder sa kapatid niya, nawala na lahat. Bakit? Kasi hindi siya marunong gumawa ng pera. Nagkaroon lang siya ng pera. Na gusto ko sana maintindihan ninyo na dapat ang i-design natin sa buhay, matutong gumawa ng pera. Bakit? To a plant, if you want a plant to become fruitful, you must grow a healthy tree. If you want to live longer and be comfortable even if you're old, you need to build a healthy body. If you want to have a powerful car, you need to take care of its engine. So, empleyado ka. Gusto mo ng mas malaking kita. What do? As an employee, you excel. Kasi di ba pinag-usapan na natin to na ang sweldo bayad sa nagawa mo, hindi sa kaya mo pang gawin. So salary is also a form of reward. Gusto natin bigyan muna tayo ng kumpanya ng malaking sweldo before tayo magsipag. Life doesn't work that way. Magsipag ka muna. And if you are very good, the company will make sure to retain you. Alam mo, I often say this in my personal blog sa Facebook, no? And I would always say, business owners are fair. They will reward those who excel. Many people will say, hindi totoo yan. Sa amin, nag-excel na ako, hindi pa rin ako reward. Kasi yung excellence mo is based on excellence mo. For the owner to reward you, dapat you are excellent based sa standard niya, hindi sa standard mo. On the other hand, if you want to have a lot of profit, you must grow a healthy organization. So sana maintindihan mo, money is just a tool. It's a tool to provide for your needs and to improve your financial future. It's a tool, but also a reward. Friends, you would often hear me say this, that fruits are natural byproduct of healthy plants. On the other hand, wealth is a natural byproduct of being excellent at work and in business. Now, saan ang pera dito? Money is a representation of the riches or wealth you have acquired. Supposing sinabi this person is worth 50 million pesos. Ang ibig lang sabihin nun, yung asset na nabili niya, lupa, bahay, kotse, is worth 50 million. Pero pera ba ang gumawa ng bahay, lupa at kotse? Hindi, trabaho. Binigyan siya ng pera as a payment for the services he offered and the product he sold. Sumamya, nakabili siya ng asset worth 50 million. So that money is just a representation of the asset that you have, the riches that you've acquired. Friends, as I end, I want you to know that money is the byproduct. It should not be your purpose. Merong gamit ang pera, but if you want to have a lot of money, you must be willing to work for it. You must be wise in the way you manage it. You must be disciplined in your character. I like this slide I saw. It says, money is a tool. Used properly, it makes something beautiful. Used wrongly, it makes a mess. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Sana maintindihan mo paano ba talaga nagkakaroon ng maraming pera. I want you to remember, money is not something you look for. Money is something you make. Ayaw ko ba na magkaroon ka ng mana? Ayaw ko ba na manalo ka sa loto? Gusto. Ayoko lang ng loto, I just don't agree with it. Kasi ang liit-liit ng percentage ng nananalo dyan. Magkaroon ka ng mana. Am I against that? No. Pero masisira ka sa mana mo pag hindi ka marunong magtrabaho or mag-alaga ng pera. So just remember that. It's a tool. It's a tool to provide for your needs and a tool to improve your financial future. If you're going to use this video for small group meetings, here are some questions that maybe you should consider. Do you want more money? What should you do to have more? Number two, what perspective about money should you change? And lastly, what will you do to grow the money you have already? Friends, sana natulungan namin kayo to understand how to use money, how to manage money, and how to make money. For the meantime, may God continue to bless you and make you wiser.